You're listening to SBS News.
So deep is the conflict in Venezuela, even humanitarian aid finds itself caught up in the dispute. The government of President Nicolas Maduro is vowing to block shipments of aid to the country, despite 2 million people fleeing in recent years due to shortages of food and medicine. Mr. Maduro says the aid is unnecessary and part of a United States-led attempt to stage a coup against him. Dutch officials say they are opening their territory near Venezuela as a hub for emergency aid shipments to the country. Mr. Maduro's government has responded by banning air and sea trips from Venezuela to and from 3 Dutch Caribbean islands. Opposition leader Juan Guaido is now recognised by many countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader, not Mr. Maduro. He says he's organising for the aid to come this weekend, and he will get the Venezuelan military to let it into the country.
We will go to each and every military post to demand humanitarian aid be allowed in, that they allow us to help and save lives in our country, and that we make room for us to open the humanitarian channel. It's not enough, we know, to achieve the entry of aid. We must open the humanitarian channel no matter what on this historic February the 23rd.
Mr. Guaido has met with transportation workers in a Venezuelan capital, Caracas, who have offered to distribute the aid. Apart from the attempts to come through the Dutch Caribbean islands, aid is also expected to try and come through Brazil and Colombia, where supplies are being warehoused. Businessman Richard Branson is planning a concert near the Colombia-Venezuela border later this week, which he hopes will break the impasse over aid. He's hoping Mr. Guaido and 1 million supporters will gather near the border. Mr. Branson is also hoping to raise nearly $140 million in 60 days to help the situation. With international pressure continuing to be put on Mr. Maduro to step down after his disputed re-election last year, Mr. Guaido says Mr. Maduro is pathetic and a desperate man.
Ese anterior gobierno.
The previous government, Maduro's government, which today is clearly on its way out, they're now even talking about elections in desperation when they know they couldn't even win a Carnival Queen pageant. But look out, they're just trying to confuse people, to confuse the public opinion, the international public opinion.
Meanwhile, human rights group Amnesty International has released a report alleging human rights violations during protests against Mr. Maduro's government last month. They're alleging the arbitrary detainment of more than 900 people, as well as extrajudicial executions. They say at least 41 people died, all of gunshot wounds, in a 5-day span. It's alleged these people were killed mainly in poor areas of the country by police officers where anti-Maduro protests occurred, and that some deaths appeared to be targeted killings by a group called the National Police Action Force. It was created by Mr. Maduro's government in 2017 for anti-gang operations. Amnesty International Regional Director Erica Guevara says Mr. Guaido has to act on these allegations.
We've made a personal request to the Legislative Assembly. Yesterday I met with Juan Guaido to call on him to ensure a legal framework for the protection of victims, guaranteeing the rights to truth, justice and reparation, including a reparations fund for victims and the family members of these very serious violations of human rights.
But despite the allegations and international pressure, Mr. Maduro is not devoid of allies. Russia and China, among others, continue to support Mr. Maduro's government. Speaking in Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has attacked both Mr. Guaido and the United States. He says the US is unduly interfering in Venezuela, and Mr. Guaido is encouraging it.
We are concerned about the developments in Venezuela, about the threats that we hear from the US and that are actively supported and instigated by the opposition of Venezuela, which is in fact directly inviting this external interference. This is undoubtedly a direct violation of the UN Charter and a direct intervention into the domestic affairs of an independent country. When you listen to some representatives of the US administration, it seems that diplomacy is simply ignored and all the diplomatic courtesies abandoned.
Когда слушаешь некоторых представителей американской администрации, то такое впечатление, что дипломатия не берется вообще в расчет, и все дипломатические приличия отброшены.
Ironically, Mr. Lavrov's remarks come as Russian news agencies report that a shipment of Russian medicine and medical equipment has arrived in Venezuela. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.